May 20th, Shakespeare's sonnets. Which is the most beautiful? On this day in 1609, Shakespeare's sonnets were first published in London. Shakespeare's writings are well known for their many hidden meanings and allusions, and the sonnets have baffled commentators for centuries. We will probably never know to whom they were addressed, just as we don't really know who the true Shakespeare was, the man behind the facade. We can't even be sure that what his sexual preferences were, and reading the sonnets for clues just results in a lot more confusion. It is tempting to speculate that, given his cleverness and deviousness, he might have left somewhere in his writings a clue that would unlock the truth. It's as if Shakespeare is standing in the shadows, gently mocking us. And so it's likely to remain, I'm afraid. Our best choice is simply to enjoy the beauty of the poetry. Here is one that many consider the most beautiful sonnet of all. Sonnet 18. Was it written to a man or a woman? We'll never know. Here it is. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed, and every fair from fair sometime declines, by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest, nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growest. So long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee. Today I will remember to be grateful for what I know and for what I have.